I am fantasy author Elle Penelope, and welcome to My Imaginary Friends, a look behind the scenes at an author mapping the worlds in my head and making them a reality. Hello, friends. Today is Friday, March 1st, and welcome to episode 3 of My Imaginary Friends. I'm Leslie, and we'll get started with this week's best thing, which is the fact that I am sitting here talking to you right now. Because I've been very, very sick this week. I've been in the bed for the past 4 days, and today is really the first day I'm sort of up and about, even though I'm extremely exhausted. Also be aware that there are two currently sleeping dogs in the room who might wake up at any point in time and make lots of noise, lots of doggy noise. But yeah, back to this week's best thing. I wanted to talk about forced rest, aka when self-care kicks you in the face. There's something super humbling about being sick, and it puts things in perspective. So I had to cancel a lot of things, that I was going to do this week, meetings and appointments. I had something almost every day, and, I hate canceling things. You know, I don't like not meeting my obligations. I hate canceling things, but when you physically can't do anything, then it puts things in perspective. It's just like, I don't have any other options. And I'm trying to take it as a larger lesson. I think the fact that one of the reasons that I've gotten so sick is I think it's a response to stress and not saying no enough to things. There's a lot of different stressors in everyone's life, but for me, it's work and writing, and those two things, it's basically like having two full-time jobs. So I run my own business. I'm self-employed as a website developer, and I'm also an author. And so sometimes, you know, there's ebbs and flows, and work will be very busy and writing will be a little bit more calm, or vice versa. And then there are times like now when both are very busy, when I've got multiple deadlines over the past couple of weeks and months and for writing. And also I just launched 2 websites and with more coming up. And so my body was just like, no, I don't think that you need to do all of that. I think that you need to rest. I'm going to make you rest. I'm going to make it so that you cannot do anything else but rest. And as awful as being sick was, I mean, I think, I don't know if it's the flu or just an extremely bad cold, but it felt very flu-like to me. But the sort of silver lining in that was that I just got to sleep. And it was amazing. Like, I do have trouble with insomnia sometimes. And even just getting to sleep. But the past couple of days, I had no problems falling asleep. Every position that I got into was the most comfortable position ever. I would wake up, turn around, just feel amazing as I felt awful, but like so comfortable, and sink back into a dreamless, peaceful sleep that would last another few hours. And, there was something really amazing and blissful and peaceful about that. Just being forced to rest and to do nothing else. I couldn't watch TV. I really couldn't read for a few days. I couldn't focus enough to do any of those things. And, it was horrible and wonderful at the same time. And so moving forward, I'm just trying to figure out what I can take away from it. You know, I didn't even feel the stress of all of my impending deadlines and tasks that were piling up in my absence. I couldn't feel anything but extreme, complete exhaustion. And so that was also like kind of wonderful. Like, you know, whatever the normal, like when I get stressed, I a lot of times I feel it in my stomach or my chest. And none of that was happening. It was just the illness and the sleep and the just being in this bubble of complete nothingness where I couldn't even focus on anything else. And so, yeah, I think that my body was definitely trying to tell me something. and that I needed to listen. And you can probably hear in my voice that I am still recovering, but I do feel a lot better than I have. And so taking that humbling experience of complete shutdown of everything, and you know, like, what do I learn? I need to say no to more things. I need to be better about taking care of myself. And I feel like I thought that I'd been doing a decent job. I've been trying to exercise. I go to the climbing gym at least once a week, sometimes twice. I've been going to the regular gym to lift weights at least once a week. I've been doing cardio, which I hate, but I've been doing it because I'd signed up for this mud run. Now, I don't run. I am not a runner. I tried to run about 5 years ago. Some friends and I had decided we were going to do a 5K. And so I found like the Couch to 5K guide. And I think on day three, my ankle told me, Leslie, you're not really going to run a 5K, because I don't know what happened to it, but I was limping around for the next few months. And that's when I started lifting weights, which is a lot easier on my ankles, but harder on other things. It wasn't really until I found rock climbing that I was able to consistently do something, some sort of physical activity that I really enjoy. I love climbing. It was to the point where I was supposed to climb with my partner on Tuesday, and which was about 24 hours after I got sick. And I was trying to figure out a way to still go. Like, I did not want to cancel climbing. I'm like, I can barely move, but I want to climb so badly that I will try. But no, it was very clear that that wasn't going to happen. So I think that I've been trying to exercise and be active, because everything else is so sedentary. I'm at my computer for work and for writing, and I need to be away from it whenever I'm not doing those things. But something is still off. There's something still out of balance, and I want to do all the things. You know, there's so many opportunities that I get presented with that I want to jump on, and because you don't know where they'll lead. I like having experiences. I like helping people. I like teaching people and saying yes to things, but there's a point at which you cannot do that. And it is very clear to me. And it's so easy to cancel and say no when you have no other option, you know? It's hard to say no when you feel good. And yeah, I can squeeze one more thing in. It'll be hard, but I can fit it in. But it's so easy to call people and be like, I can't do that. I physically cannot come. And there's something very freeing about that, because what can they say? If they say anything, I don't care. I'm sleeping anyway. You know, like, if you're going to be, and nobody is, like, if you tell them that you're very, very sick, they're always incredibly kind, at least in my experience. So yes, the best thing is being awake, feeling better, not 100%, maybe not 50%, but much better than before. Writing update. I did not get much writing done this week. I started my fast draft on Monday. I fast drafted the first scene. I was really happy with it. And, you know, fast drafting is great because as much as I do plot ahead of time, I still discover things as I embody and live through the scene. So, I know it's going to change things as I write. It always does. So I spend weeks plotting and figuring out, you know, the goals and the motivations and the conflict, and trying to do as much work ahead of time as possible. But it's not until I put myself in the mind of the character and see through their eyes and go through the scene and feel and taste and touch and smell everything that's in the scene that I really get a clear idea of what's happening. And so many things unfold that way. And that's as much as I don't like first drafts, that is part of the beauty of writing. Like, I really do love exploring the scenes and learning what's happening in them. And I really want to get back to it. So hopefully after a short nap, I will get back to fast drafting today. It has had an impact on my schedule, of course, but hopefully, I think that I had enough padding time at the end built in to accommodate that. And I'm fast drafting for book three for Cry of Metal and Bone. 11 scenes so far. It will probably be more than that because some of my scenes are like monster Franken scenes that will have to be split up. But that's a manageable amount. I can fast draft 1 to 2 scenes a day when I'm on my game and completely healthy. And so by next week, I'm hoping to be done with the fast draft and then reevaluating the schedule once again. And then work on the revising because the fast drafts are not readable by other humans. But that's why they're fast drafts. They're just to get it out of my brain, get something on the page, and then get to revising, which is the part of writing that I like the most. Making all of that raw material, that raw clay, forming it into something that is A, readable by other humans, and B, makes sense, and does all the things that a good story is supposed to do. And 2 or 3 revision drafts usually gets me there, or to the point where I have someone else read it and then tell me what's missing. So that's where we are today. Hopefully next week I will be feeling a lot better. I will sound stronger and not be so tired. I'm so tired. So yes, I'm going to go to bed now for a little while and then see what's happening for the rest of the day. So thanks again for joining me and happy reading. I will talk to you soon. For episode show notes and to learn more about me and my books, go to lpenelope.com.